403 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We've got rain, and then we've got more rain, and then we've got even more rain. It's going to be wet. We are talking about the possibility of 2 to 3 inches of rain by the time this all finishes up. Sometime tomorrow? Seems to be some discussion as to whether it will or will not be concluded by tomorrow afternoon. So I don't know the answer to that. I'm just trying to keep you as up to date as I possibly can. What we do know, we've got a tornado watch in effect, very severe weather out there, even though there's no mention on this of a flood warning. Again, we've got 2 to 3 inches of rain coming in with this system. So, you know, it is what it is, right? And it is going to be with us now until at least tomorrow midday, possibly tomorrow afternoon. I don't think tomorrow evening is looking terrible at the moment. All right, we've got a lot that we are dealing with. Make no mistake about that. We have right now a presidential campaign, a presidential race that has now, it's changed. I know we don't want to hear that, many of us on the Donald Trump side, but the dynamics have changed, and it is not fair. And former President Trump saying, you know, it really stinks that the Democrats took Joe Biden's right to run for president away from him. And you know what, Mr. President, you're right. But it is time now to get laser beam focused in the next 90 some odd days until Election Day. But here's the thing that you have to remember. We don't have an Election Day anymore. We have an election season. 5 weeks from today, early voting begins. Donald Trump wins on every single one of the big issues out there. It is as simple and as straightforward as that. I know Donald Trump talks about what happened 4 years ago. People don't want to hear it. I'm not telling you that's good. I'm just telling you the facts. People don't want to hear it anymore. It's not fair how Donald Trump is being treated by the legacy news media ranks. Also, completely and totally true. But nobody wants to hear about it. You know what people do want to hear? They want to hear from President Trump how he's going to get us back to where we were when he was president. People want hope. Kamala Harris and the communists from Minnesota don't offer hope. Kamala Harris doesn't even understand what the issues are. Tim Walz is convinced that little boys absolutely need access to tampons, and that your children should be in the custody of the state so that they can have their genitals mutilated. Sorry, that's what it is. Oh, and then you throw in the fact that he's a liar and he's guilty of stolen valor. There's no hope there. Media is working overtime to try and paint these two as some sort of a gift from heaven. Kamala Harris is so unbelievably totally inept when it comes to addressing any issues. She has not given an interview, has not appeared before the press, has not taken any sort of a question of substance for 18 days since she was handed the nomination of her party. The very party that tells us we have to fight to protect democracy. They just destroyed democracy within their own party. They told 15 million Democrats, screw you. This is the same party that made sure the books were cooked so that Hillary Clinton got the nomination instead of Bernie Sanders. These are a collection of the most corrupt bottom feeders we've ever seen in this nation. This nation hangs in the balance right now. And it's time for every single one of us to dust off ourselves, get over whatever our issues were yesterday, and say we're going to be focused for just a little bit of time. Donald Trump, not J.D. Vance, Donald Trump needs to be in front of voters in all of those swing states. Oh, he's also telling the truth about the rallies. Kamala Harris hasn't had rallies. She's had concerts, and she's shown up at the end of them. She's of no consequence at any of those rallies. You know, it's a little bit like the disc jockey types who get all excited when they get to go out on stage and introduce a band. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's like, listen, nobody's there for you. Well, yeah, but I got to introduce. I hate the whole idea of introductions. Why I don't ever do like MC stuff, right? So I'm serious. I don't introduce other people. I get introduced. That's the way I do it. But it's the same sort of a thing. Kamala Harris shows up at the end of the event. People have already left or they're leaving because the band's done. I'll tell you right now, you don't want to follow the Rolling Stones. You know what else? You don't even want to be the opener for the Rolling Stones. I mean, it's good for you. There's money in the bank. Maybe there's some people that will be exposed to your music. But for the most part, you're going to see the Stones. My lovely bride, who you know has attended more live concerts than any human being that I've ever met. She doesn't even walk out the door until she knows that the opener has finished. Crazy, right? But that's it, right? Nobody's going for the opening act, and nobody is going for whoever it is that's coming on afterwards. Because you know who comes on after the Stones? Some nitwit who says, "Hey, thanks for coming. Drive safely. Clean up after yourself." Nobody's paying attention. And that's what's happened now with these two, quote, rallies with Kamala Harris. Donald Trump is turning out 10,000 people at a time. I got it. But here's what I would say to you, Mr. President. Boy, this comes from deep in my heart because I want you to win. No, it comes even deeper because I need you to win to save this country. You got to talk about the issues. Honest to goodness, you have just got to talk about these issues. You've got to talk about the economy. This is the worst economy this nation's ever seen. And these two socialists, well, he's a communist and she's a socialist. Well, I don't know what she is. She's a radical. They're both radicals. These two radicals will undo everything that we've all been able to achieve. This is one of those areas I always disagree with Brian Kilmeade on, right? Because Kilmeade, God bless him, is always, hey, we'll get through this. We got through the Civil War. I don't think we will get through this. I really don't. I don't think we would get through a Kamala Harris, Tim Walz administration. These are radicals determined to undermine everything that America believes in, or at least we believed in. I don't know. Maybe it's done. Sure seems to me, though, that there are at least 80 million people, though, who had the same thoughts last time. I still find it so difficult to believe that Joe Biden, of all people, got more votes than any other candidate in history. Whew. But you know what? That's 4 years ago. Can't talk about it now. Don't want to talk about it now. It is the economy. It is our place in the world. Now, I want to give you a little piece of President Trump. I want to give you a little piece of some of the other folks. But before I do that, I thought I would provide you with a little piece of honesty. I mean, this is such a bizarre situation. Van Jones, who is he's a hardcore leftist, but I guess he doesn't hate Jews. So I don't know how long they're going to let him stay in the Democrat Party now, but take a listen. This was on CNN. Cut number 4, please.
Do you think it was a little risky, though, Van, yeah. that she didn't go with Shapiro to kind of lock down Pennsylvania? I mean, yes, yeah. David Challenger was saying earlier, just because you pick him as your running mate doesn't mean you automatically win Pennsylvania. But I got to think it would have helped just a little bit.
Hey, listen, the conservatives, the right wing, the Republicans, they were chewing their fingernails down to the knuckle. Because they were afraid of a Josh Shapiro. They were afraid of a Mark Kelly. They're not as afraid of this new governor because they think they can define him. Here's the challenge you've got in this party. And, you know, people don't want to talk about it. We got to talk about it. on the one hand, you have a lot of young people who are concerned about Gaza. You have a lot of Muslims and Arabs and others. They have not felt seen by the Biden administration. You start hearing that genocide joke. That was building. That was building. And so those folks needed to have a candidate that they could feel comfortable with. This helps them in that regard. But you also have anti-Semitism that has gotten marbled into this party. You can be for the Palestinians without being an anti-Jewish bigot, but there are some anti-Jewish bigots out there. And there's some disquiet now, and there has to be. How much of what just happened is caving into some of these darker parts in the party? So that's going to have to get worked out. It's going to have to get talked through.
Wow. My hat is off to him for at least acknowledging that. You know what else? When he talks about conservatives and Republicans being concerned about Josh Shapiro, I don't know that anybody was biting their fingernails all the way to the knuckle, as he said, but Josh Shapiro would have delivered Pennsylvania. And I know my friends who are passionate Trump supporters, as I am, that's not true. Well, I got news for you. It's probably true. Josh Shapiro, by Democrat Party standards, is a centrist and a moderate. And he has a very good ground game in Pennsylvania. He's actually a very popular governor. So you may not like him, you may not agree with him, but I demand honesty when you and I get together. And the honest appraisal of that is that Josh Shapiro would have done an awful lot to move all of those electoral college votes. What was it, 18 electoral college votes in Pennsylvania into the Kamala Harris category in a state that is right now a toss-up? Tim Walz is allegedly, I guess, there to help shore up the 10 Minnesota electoral votes. Minnesota hasn't gone for a Republican since 1980. Is it possible that President Trump could win there? I suppose anything is possible, but it's certainly not likely. Are they that concerned about Minnesota? I mean, really, this is an interesting situation. So why these two? Well, are you saving the better candidates for later? Maybe. Remember what this was predicated upon a while back, that they had to get Joe Biden out of the way. They had already realized they weren't going to win the White House, regardless of who was running. Maybe Michelle Obama would win, but she didn't want to run. So it needed somebody other than Biden, because Biden was killing down ticket. He was killing senators and congressmen. So they get him out of the way. Let me tell you something. The congressmen and senators who were Democrats are feeling a lot better. They don't necessarily believe that Kamala Harris is going to be elected president, but now they are not nearly as concerned about being voted off the island because Joe Biden was up at the top of the ticket. It's an interesting thing. Listen, I want to get you in as well. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, that's always available to you. I mean, every single solitary day, every moment of the day, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You are always welcome to reach out, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. I'm so grateful to Dr. Snyder and Janine, the whole team over there at Chronic Care of Richmond for sponsoring our text line. It's a great part of the program. So thank you so very much. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. And I've got a family four-pack of tickets for NASCAR. It's this weekend at Richmond Raceway. Yep, we're going to give them away to you at 5:20 this afternoon. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. WRVA. See, it's a theme set, like Merv Griffin used to do. He always had theme shows. See, Twister. I'm going to go to the big whiteboard here and explain. All right, fine. We're under a tornado watch. Congressman Rob Whitman's going to be with us in a couple of moments. I'm trying to get some idea, some handle on what the heck is really going on in D.C., if anything's going on in D.C. I mean, I just don't know. We've got all these problems in the world, and I don't hear anything. I don't see anything. Maybe that's good. Maybe it means that my tax money is not being squandered at this very moment. But we got a lot of dangers facing America. Serious dangers. Now, there was one piece of good news. I don't know how this will go. As I was coming out here a few moments ago, I was listening to some news in the background, and they said that Israel and Hamas are closer now than they have been at any point since October the 7th on some sort of a ceasefire and a release of lawfully held prisoners in Israel in exchange for illegally held hostages in Gaza. I tell you the truth, I'm kind of happy to hear this. I don't know exactly what the details are. Again, we'll try and stay close to them. I'm happy to hear it simply because in 11 days, I am scheduled to head over to Israel. And I don't know, you know, Delta's been canceling flights right now. My flight is still on, so hopefully, it'll still be taking place. Rob Whitman, Congressman, 1st Congressional District here in our beloved Commonwealth. He'll be with us at 4:33. It's 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I don't use the T word around here. I really don't. Friday Eve just has a better feel to it. I know we got to deal with some weather. And I'm going to remind you, entire Commonwealth, right? We've got a state of emergency in effect. There's a tornado watch running right now. Now, they did dial back the rain projection, so that's good. It had been 2 to 3. The latest I got, 1 to 2 inches. Still going to be problematic, and you're still going to need some extra caution. And this rain that's with us now, one way or another, is going to be with us through the night, through the overnight, through the whole day tomorrow, and sometime tomorrow evening, it should clear out. So you do what you need to do. You be as careful as you can be. All right. I like a couple of folks that are up there in Congress. And one of the guys that I really just think the world of, because I think he does an amazing job and super serves his constituents in the 1st District of our beloved Commonwealth, is our friend Rob Whitman. I'm always so happy to welcome him to the program. Rob, appreciate you being here.
Jeff, great to be on with you again. Thanks for the opportunity.
The pleasure is always mine. You are one of the guys doing the hard work up there, and I'm trying to figure out, number one, exactly what the heck is going on in D.C. half the time. It just seems a little convoluted, but I think we've got real threats to this country. You've been at the lead, at the forefront since day one, talking about the dangers coming from China. The rest of the folks getting on board, do they understand what's at stake here?
I think so, Jeff. You know, there's more and more people that understand the economic impacts that China's having on the nation, especially, you know, what they're doing in places like critical minerals. I mean, you know, when we are mining our own minerals like copper, like zinc, like cadmium, like nickel, and then China essentially controls the world supply of that, that's problematic for us. I mean, with a company that is trying to mine graphite, I mean, that's a critical component in batteries and simple things like pencils. And guess what? China controls 98% of the world's source. You look at what they're doing with cobalt. We have a company in America trying to mine cobalt. They've had to shut down because China's dumping cobalt on the market. The things that are critical to us as a nation, whether it's rare earth elements, things like gallium, I've talked about that before, and germanium, which China owns almost all of, and now the memo came out pretty much said, hey, we're not only going to price it in an unaffordable way, but we're also going to keep people from buying it unless they do what China wants. So China looks to dominate the world economically and strategically. And we have, unfortunately, you know, gotten out of the business of mining here, gotten out of the business of looking at making sure that we have every part of what I call the value chain, from the extraction of a mineral to the final production of the metal, say, in an automobile or in a battery, whatever it may be. We've forgotten about that, and China's taken us to school on that. And the problem is we need to get back in that business quick, or else we're going to be in trouble.
Well, you, gosh, you have really been the guy that has taken the lead on this, and I am very happy to hear that there are others who are paying attention to it. But I guess one of my concerns, Rob, is that we have this divided government right now. We have a White House that, gosh, I have no idea who's making decisions up there. And so I have to wonder, are they aware of this? Do they care?
I think they're aware of it. I think that they, unfortunately, haven't taken action. This is not something that you need to ponder for years on end. Yeah. This is pretty clear. The United States needs to get back in the mineral extraction business, that is mining. We need to get back in the refining business, not only in minerals here in the nation. And the problem is there haven't been new permits issued for mining. There haven't been new refineries. Listen, we have companies that would be willing to go to work tomorrow. And I've met with those companies and said, Rob, if we could just, you know, have a regulatory process that let us do these things, you know, we'd be willing to do it. There's private capital sitting on the sidelines that wants to get into invest in these things, but you got to have a government that says, yes, we want these things to happen. And then too, we have to compete in the world. I mean, the deep seabed is one of the greatest deposits of minerals in the world. We have two companies in the United States, Jeff, that tomorrow have the technology and can go there and have made claims on the seabed. And we can actually compete with China there. We've got to press the gas pedal and do that. We can't just say, oh, we're going to do only the high-end manufacturing because then we're at the mercy of China. And they figured it out. They've watched us through the years, and they said, you know what? We don't care how many semiconductor plants you put in or how many, you know, high-end manufacturing plants. If you don't have the source materials, it doesn't make a difference how many of those plants you build. That's right. You're just not going to have what you need.
Well, we're coming up on an election. We've got, I guess, about 50 days until early voting starts in a lot of parts of the country. We just had an action with Governor Youngkin here in Virginia, as you know, to re-secure the ballot boxes. I mean, this is such a wonderful thing to see from the governor. What's your sense as you're looking at this writ large? I think the last time you and I spoke, Joe Biden seemed to be in line to be the Democrat nominee, and now it's Kamala Harris. What's your sense?
Well, listen, I think that governor's doing the right thing. I mean, really, Virginia's leading the nation in making sure we have the highest level of integrity in our voting process. The House passed a bill called the SAVE Act that would do the same thing. It would assure that people that are not citizens don't vote in elections. That's I believe, unconstitutional. If somebody does that, there should be penalties if they try to do that. Yeah. The governor said, hey, listen, all paper ballots, these are only ballot counting machines. They're not voting machines. We're going to make sure that we scrub voter rolls. We're going to make sure we monitor these drop boxes. We're going to make sure, too, that you don't mass mail ballots. Those things are all incredibly important. What I see as this race unfolding as, Jeff, is just, it's really about policies. Listen, some people are going to make it about personalities. It shouldn't be about personalities. It should be about it should be about policy. And listen, Kamala Harris co-owns these disastrous policies of the Biden-Harris administration. I mean, she's got a pretty radical track record. Her time as a prosecutor in California, failing to prosecute criminals, and then starting a GoFundMe page for the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which essentially was seeking bail for folks that have since been convicted of violent crimes, rape, assault, murder. I mean, it's just mindless to me. And then her assignment to address the border crisis where she's done nothing. And then all of a sudden they say, well, she's really not the border czar. Said she was put in charge of it. She failed miserably there. If you look at what's happened with the economy, their policies have led to this disastrous rise in inflation, increased fuel prices because they do not want to allow this country to produce its own energy, in addition to not even mining its own minerals. So the place we find ourselves today with an open southern border, with public safety issues across the nation, with an economy that's floundering, you know, are all resting at the feet of Kamala Harris. So just because they cast Joe Biden aside, and by the way, they've selected now Kamala Harris by default without a single vote being cast. So it's mind-boggling to me that somehow they say, oh, yeah, that's a good process. I mean, the other day, just by acclamation, they pretty much said, yeah, she's our candidate. Now, they'll do a formal counting of the votes at their convention, but for the most part, they did it, by just acclamation, which is mind-boggling to me.
Well, you know, Rob, let me remind everybody, Congressman Rob Whitman is joining us, represents the 1st District here in our beloved Commonwealth. You know, Rob, they have this this line where they're somehow defending democracy. And I'm thinking, well, you had about 15 or 16 million Democrats turn out to vote in your primaries and your caucuses, and you just kicked all those votes to the curb, and you have a woman who the record will show has never won a single vote in a primary or a caucus, not last time because she dropped out before there were actual votes, or this time.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have the temerity to say, oh, we're defending democracy. I just find it absolutely insulting.
Yeah, Jeff, it's a complete contradiction. I mean, you can't say that somehow, you know, your opposition is a threat to democracy, and then you, by acclamation, discounting, as you said, the votes of millions of Democrats have said, no, we're going to set your votes aside. We're not going to go through a formal process where we actually open it up and let people express their opinions. No, here's the person that the party has selected. We're telling you, you need to select her by acclamation. I mean, it's mind-boggling. What a contrast in what they allege that Republicans do with threats to democracy and what the real threat to democracy is and what they do. I always tell folks, you know, gauge people by their actions, not by their words.
I'll tell you, Rob, I take a look locally here, even in our 5th District. I mean, we had a very, very hard-fought primary, and then you had the incumbent congressman say, hey, I'm not sure, I want a recount. So, I mean, it went completely and totally to the complete line to make sure that those votes were respected. And
yes,
regardless of which side you were on, I mean, there's no doubt now, hey, these are the votes. We move on with life here, and we get to these big issues. I just keep using the word insulting. And I do wonder, are there people out there like you, like me, who are saying, my gosh, I may not like this, or I have this personal issue with such and such, but boy, I think we ought to save this flipping country is what I think we ought to do.
Yeah, Jeff, listen, you know, we're a republic, and, you know, folks said, oh, we're a democracy. Well, we're not really a democracy. We're a republic that operates within a democracy, and that republic relies on the citizens to express who they want as their leaders, and when you cut them out of the process, then that, I believe, goes against the grain of what this nation was founded on, and that is, you know, one person, one vote, empowering the voters to make their choice. And what you see happening on the other side is the opposite of that. So, it as you said, it's mind-boggling to me. What a complete contradiction. And, you know, I want to make sure that we uphold the principles of this republic, and that is it's the people who are in charge. It's the people who select who's going to represent them, and they do that through a democratic process.
Rob, you know, the choice on the Democrat side now for this Tim Walz to run for vice president, I mean, he served in the House of Representatives for a period of time. I'm not sure if your times overlapped, but this is, goodness gracious, this is a radical's radical. There's nothing centrist about this guy.
Well, listen, I served with Tim, and as you, I mean, I tell folks, you know, again, go to the policies, go to the things that he said when he says, hey, you know, one person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. How do you associate socialism with neighborliness? I'm like, it's mind-boggling. And then, you know, some of the things he said before, I mean, now all of a sudden you see as part of the debate, he says, oh, listen, we need to really, you know, do away with in many different ways or structurally change Social Security and Medicare. Listen, we have an obligation to make sure that individuals that have paid into that get their benefits back out. So, you know, all the times the Democrats want to say, oh, it's Republicans that want to take it away. I urge people just go and listen to what Tim Walz said. Don't take what somebody else says that he says. Just take his words. All of us need to be accountable for our words. I encourage folks to do just that.
Absolutely. Congressman Rob Whitman joining us. You know, Rob, I always pay tribute to your staff. I've interacted with them so many times throughout the years, whether it's in D.C. or in the district. Fine people doing great work. Anytime that I've had somebody reach out to me and say, hey, I did interact with Congressman Whitman's staff. They were just the top of the heap. I know people are still talking about passports. I don't know if that's as big an issue as it was, but your constituent work is great. So give everybody the rundown on that. Where do they get in touch with your office?
Absolutely. Listen, if there's anything that you need help with, even if there's not obviously a federal nexus or a federal place where you think you need help. You know, call our office. We'll help get you to the right place, even if it's not a federal issue. And they can go to our website. Most easily, go to Whitman, that's W-I-T-T-M-A-N, .house.gov. And there's numbers on there. You can call our district offices, the one closest to you, or you can call our Washington office. You can drop us an email. We will make sure that we take care of your issue, even if it's an issue with the Commonwealth or a local government or whatever it may be. Yeah. We're going to be there to help, and we want to do that. That's our job. They can also call. You know, the easiest thing to do is to call our Washington number. We'll make sure we get you to the right place. That's 202-225-4261.
All right. And that website again?
Yeah, the website is Whitman. That's W-I-T-T-M-A-N .house.gov.
All right. Well, as I said, any time that I've interacted with them, they've just they've risen to the occasion and gone above, and I've heard that from everybody that's had to interact with them. I know you're back in the district. You got to be, I would think, happy about being out of that other district, huh?
Well, listen, I am in one way and another way. I'm frustrated because, Jeff, we still have 7 appropriations bills left to do, and I've always been adamant to say, listen, we ought to earn our time back home, and, you know, I'd like for us to be there getting those 7 bills done. We'll be back the second week of September with a total of 3 legislating weeks left until the election, and to be brutally honest with you, we won't get 7 appropriations bills done in 3 weeks. So then we're going to be facing another continuing resolution, kind of kicking the can down the road. So, again, you know, another element of what is the primary function of government, get the appropriating done. And, you know, I just don't see us getting it done this year again. So I'm going to continue to advocate to say you get to go home when you finish your job, just like everybody else in real life. And, you know, I think that would really make the system function the way it's supposed to.
It sure would. Well, listen, keep fighting the good fight. You know you've got a lot of people out here who have got your back, who appreciate what you're doing, and I thank you, as always, for carving out a couple of minutes for us.
Jeff, great to be on with you. Wish the best to all your listeners there, and anytime we can help, you know, just come our way on the website or give us a call, and we're there to serve.
I appreciate it. That is Congressman Rob Whitman. I'm telling you, a great guy himself, marvelous human being, but the staff that he has assembled is, well, for my money, probably the best congressional staff that I've seen in a long, long time. It is 4:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's a rainy jazz sort of a day. Now, you know, Jeremy does an amazing job picking everything out for this here little program. And I would say most of the time he hits the mark. Every once in a while, it'll be something I go, I'm not quite sure about that. But I get the rainy jazz. But you know, the only thing, Jeremy, is now I'm thinking like hotel lobby, awkward conversations, an adult beverage. We've got a family 4-pack of tickets for NASCAR coming up at 5:20. I'm going to give those to you. Yeah. Want to make sure that you are the winner on that. Because by the time the race comes along, everything should be just fine. Can I share a Facebook message with you that reminds me why I absolutely love Central Virginia? This gentleman, I won't use his name. I mean, it doesn't matter. He says, hey, Jeff, just want you to know I'll be praying for you and your group going to Israel. We'll be praying for your safe travels for all of you, praying for your family safety while you're gone, praying for you and your group while you're in Israel, praying for you and your group's safe travel back home. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, and I feel it. I have never been in a community where so many people have reached out and said, we're praying for your family. I mean, people have reached out so often to talk about Julia. And I know I talk about her way too much. I get it. But, you know, she is my daughter. She's my princess. I get it. Hold a picture up next to the microphone if you want. But so many people have reached out with such warm and thoughtful concerns. I love it. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. I'm so grateful for that. People who are concerned with my health. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Look, this is not an end of the world thing. It is the, it's not quite like getting your oil changed, but, you know, it's like you got to replace the rotors every once in a while on your brake pad, you know, your brake pads and your rotors, replace everything all at once because that's the way it is. So a couple of times a year now, it seems like I got to get this done, and it is what it is. So don't worry about it too much, and I do appreciate it. Tomorrow morning, my buddy John Reed will be here. I'll be listening starting at 6. It's 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.